But right now,
are we
find
online?
That this is why.
This is why we can't,
we can't
have nice things. Nice things.
Either which way, we have a new creepy trend that is happening, and I did not see this one coming, but alarming trend gaining in popularity for some reason as librarians become more and more desirable, evidently, in 2026.
Hey, girl.
Librarians across the country, and I'd love to hear about this on the local front if you want to chime in out there. Librarians are reporting that they're receiving innocent calls, which quickly turn inappropriate with requests they cannot fill. And librarians are now being harassed by creepy dudes.
I mean, but isn't everyone?
Well, librarians are doing all they can to stop the harassment, but, you know, they can only, you know, raise their voice so much. On the flip side, it's good to see folks are getting back to the library. Reading is fundamental.
Ireland is known for its gorgeous scenery, deep history, gracious residents, and cute little country roads that are teeming with crabs. Live crabs. 15,000 of them to be exact after a delivery truck overturned and spilled the shellfish all over the roadway. It was headed to Portugal. Crews spent 18 hours on cleanup, then reloaded them back onto the truck. So if you're going to be eating crab in Portugal, please consider yourself warned. I don't know where that's been.
I did not anticipate it, though, being an Irish story of a bunch of crabs. Sounds like, you know, they've had infestation problems before. You might want to take your flute over there. And see if you can drive them.
Help, Susie.
That would drive them off the island.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go. Out the West Jordan, Utah. This happened in Utah earlier this week. About 1 p.m. on Monday, Michael Grant Robinson, 35 years old, walked into a Wells Fargo bank. Guess where this is going? Handed the teller a handwritten note that read, I got a, G-O-T-T-A, I got a weapon, and I need $1,000, with the dollar sign after the 1,000.
Locking it.
Well, he then opened his jacket and showed the teller a knife handle, but the teller believed it was a gun, so the teller gave them whatever they had right there at their register, which turned out, asking for $1,000, got $140, and that's it. But that evidently was enough for Michael Grant Robinson, as he took the $140, left the bank, and then walked across the street to the Mexican restaurant and ordered a meal, sat down, ate it. $19.53. And then he left the rest of the money as a tip to the waiter that served them. But by that time, Robinson, who police say was very identifiable by his face, neck, and head tattoos, was arrested there. And no word if the waiter got to keep the money. But the FBI says, we're going to keep him.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah.
You know, everyone loves the jelly roll and all different donuts, but here's the thing. If you need to commit a felony to get them, it's time to rethink your priorities. A man in Louisville, Kentucky, went into a local pastry shop, then flashed a fake police badge to get $10 worth of free goodies and coffee. Turns out, he's a repeat offender and a repeat client for Louisville PD. He's already on probation for impersonating a peace officer and now has two more of the exact same charges.
Well, you know, it's hard to get a matching set, right?
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go to Disneyland. This happened right at the end of the year, but we're just coming out now as Anaheim police still cannot find the suspect they're looking for. It went wrong when a man was beaten while waiting in line for a ride at Disneyland. The Anaheim Police Department, this assault, they say, between two guests that were waiting in line for the Indiana Jones Adventure ride there at Disneyland on December 30th. Say the fight broke out after one group tried to cut in front of the other, and yada yada, verbal arguments led to physical altercations. The man that was injured received first aid, and the others just took off.
Oh.
Left behind his family, which should then make it easy then to find the guy, but they're still looking for him. They say that he is like most of the characters at Disneyland, though, now at this point, pantless.
Dum, 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 dum.
Well, he blends in.
You ever have a neighbor that pops in on the daily to chat unannounced and kind of becomes a bit of a nuisance? Well, Lily Nova completely understands. And that is because aliens are constantly in contact after her first interaction in November of 2021. And they bring friends like floating orbs, metallic spacecraft, ETs, even a girl with light blue skin, which is a little weird. Of course, they don't walk in or drive by. They do this all by mental telepathy.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but she says it brings her peace and joy. Oh. So go you, Lily. Well,
there you go.
Winning.
Is she a librarian?
Oh, trouble, dum-dum.
Yeah, watch out.
Better run.
And then, finally, ripped from the headlines and couldn't be more topical for the show today. Stafford County, Virginia police recently booked a woman and booted her from a local bar because she was causing a disturbance with a magic wand. Police in Stafford County, Virginia, which I've been to, went to Fatty's Tap House where they encountered the woman bothering patrons with her magic wand. Officers asked the woman to please leave. She complied, though. And then turned around and gave a vicious warning.
Excuse me?
Yes. The police Facebook deputies did not have to transport the prisoner to Azkaban since they were able to successfully resolve the disturbance. No unfortunate, unforgivable curses have been cast, and there was no need to alert magical authorities, said the police. Of course, Azkaban, the reference to the Harry Potter movies that you haven't seen.
I was kind of picking up on that.
No word on the woman's name or why she did it, but it sounds like she probably was a big fan of Will It Float Today.
Dum, 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 d